A few hundred people wearing red line the Rimrock sandstone that overlooks Billings.
Please stay 10 feet back from the edge. Parents, please hang on to your children.
Rena Charette with the Native American Achievement Center at Montana State University Billings directs the crowd through a megaphone.
Remember, you're facing town. Our photographers are downtown.
MCUB hosted the event along with the Native American Development Corporation, Female Empowerment Group Zonta, and the Rocky Mountain Tribal Leaders Council. So far, the movement has drawn attention to the disproportionately high number of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls, but Charette says many Native American boys and men are missing too.
And we've seen it on Facebook most prominently when there's been young men that have disappeared and they have not found them for a very long time. And if they're found, they're usually not alive. So this is a heartbreak that our Native communities have been burdened with for quite some time.
While Native Americans make up less than 7% of Montana's total population, Indigenous men account for 17% of the men on the Montana Department of Justice Missing Persons Clearinghouse. 34-year-old Hub Williamson, who was last seen in the beginning of April, is on the list. Williamson's cousin, Frank Backbone, is a member of Northern Cheyenne Search and Rescue. He says they held a search for Williamson last Friday between Hardin and Crow Agency.
We started at noon. We searched until 7 at night, but we couldn't find nothing.
Williamson is only one family member Backbone has lost. Backbone's cousin, Garrett Stewart Jr., went missing a few years ago, and last December, the body of Backbone's niece, 14-year-old Henny Scott, was discovered after she went missing earlier that month.
That's the reason why I joined SAR, is because of my niece. I work for Northern SAR Search and Rescue, first responder. That's when my niece went missing, and that's triggered me to join Search and Rescue.
Goldstein Little Eagle from Lane Deer is looking for solutions by addressing larger community problems like substance abuse. About a year and a half ago, after a struggle with alcoholism, he started a group called Run Defending Native Culture, which combines walking and running with prayer and support.
The more we get together, the more unity, the more prayer, the more that we talk about prevention of certain things, of raising our kids and teaching our kids and being adults and being role models. You know, if we do these type of things before and keep it going, you know, for the rest of our lives, there just might be a little bit less of these, you know, tragic things happening around, you know, our nations, you know.
Meanwhile, Line the Rims in Red organizer Reno Charette says she and other leaders are looking for solutions through policy change and funding. The Montana legislature recently passed several related bills, including one that establishes and funds a missing persons specialist in the state called Hannah's Act. The governor signed the act into law last week. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche.